Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Hope Day. Mo Mandela's on the show a little later today. He's got a show where he, like, takes over a town. I can't remember exactly what the description was. Mo Mandel's a longtime friend of the show. He's been on a bunch of times. He's a comedian. And I guess he must have it already in the can because it's about to debut. I think tonight is the first night of it. But he's got a show, and it's we'll
channel?
Find out. I want to see Netflix. Am I crazy, Brian?
I'm not sure if it's Netflix. I know that it's what was it? I'll be back.
I know. Find that. Would you go find the thing? I shouldn't have even brought it up. What was I thinking?
He'll tell you all about it at 8.
He will. He's going to explain the whole thing to us, Vinny, at 8 o'clock. So we'll talk to Mo Mandel for a couple of minutes. Give him, because phone interviews sound great, but that's all we can do right now. It's the phone interviews. Getting used to them. All right, it's time for Celebrity Trash, which is brought to you by Move California Forward. Yay, Napa. Good luck.
Trip out. Wait till you hear the story.
I can't. Everyday Californians are showing ways they're moving forward as we recover from the COVID-19 crisis. Share your own stories of progress and hope on your social media with the hashtag MoveCaliforniaForward. For more information, you can go to radio.com/MoveCaliforniaForward.
Back to Mo. Discovery Channel.
Oh, Discovery. Okay, and what's the name of the show? It's like Mo gets the lowdown on your small town or something.
Yeah, Small Town Throwdown.
Oh, Small Town Throwdown.
And he's also going to be writing articles in USA Today about this stuff.
So this is big for him. I mean, I know. I wish him well. He's a funny dude. And kind. Like I've always liked Mo. I'm going to start with a death. Look, this is a coronavirus death, but this person was 100. So, they lived a nice long life. It's Annie Glenn. She is the widow of the late astronaut and U.S. Senator John Glenn.
Oh,
and the reason
okay.
this makes the news is, A, it's a coronavirus death. B, she's 100 years old. So there's not a whole lot more to say. There's really nothing else. They're saying that's it. That she died near St. Paul, Minnesota, in a nursing home, and it was complications from COVID-19. But anything at 100 years old is going to be complicated.
Well, rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
Annie.
You had an incredible life. The pandemic has had some silver linings as well. We've gotten some sex symbols out of it.
We have?
Yeah, apparently. Apparently, there's a whole, like, Fauci fan club that Dr. Anthony
it depends on who you are. Maybe you're someone who's into that.
Also, and this guy's working hard on, really developing his personality. Andrew Cuomo. He's got a big fan club. And
What's Chris Cuomo's the TV guy and Andrew's the governor, right?
Andrew's the governor.
Okay.
Who comes off as a lots of times, in my humble opinion. But I did see an interview with him on Seth Meyers that I went, that's good. It's solid, like trying at a personality. Good for you.
Hey, that dude's he's rising fast. And when you look at what we've been what we currently have in front of us as options for president, I mean, I would love to see some new fresh blood meat.
Well, someone who seems to take things seriously and have some lines, and
whether it's Gavin or Cuomo or even a Republican that's new, that is someone who's, you know,
respectable.
Right. Yeah.
Speaking of Gavin Newsom, he is also one of the new hot rising stars. I feel like he's been rising for a while, but they are, you know, these are people who are being singled out as sex, you know, studs or sex symbols or studs. I think studs maybe is better. There's a clothing company called Kanava. They are making women's underwear with, you know, whatever team you're on, Fauci, Cuomo, Newsom.
Oh.
And they are cleaning up. The Cuomo panties are the big seller right now,
right,
followed by Fauci, then Newsom. Proceeds from these go to care packages for frontline health workers in New York City, and California health care workers benefit from the Newsom underpants.
I would have put my money on Gavin. I'm surprised.
Yeah, you know, I guess he's just not getting as much TV time as the other two right now. You know, okay, he gets on. Or maybe we just feature him here, but, you know, nationwide.
Oh, we know him long time, right?
Sure. I mean, we've been fans for a while.
You know, look, as you said this, I was going to ask, the first person that popped into my mind is the rising sex symbols of the quarantine. Every time I open my Google News, and I read that, I'd say, 3 times a day.
Sure.
Just to get my headlines.
Look at the underpants.
Oh, it's the name. It's not a picture. I thought it was a picture, right, of
just
the face
name
or something. Okay.
Just name. I don't know if that, like, indicates ownership. I'm not sure what that's, you know, why. And it's
weird
on the front, by the way. It's not on the, maybe it is on the ass, too. I don't know.
Yeah.
But, yeah. It's
anyway, the girl I'm talking about, her name is Bella Thorne, and I don't know what she's done, but she shows up in my, I keep saying, less of these stories. Who is this girl, and what has she ever done that has her in my news daily?
Yeah, I'm not seeing that many stories on Bella Thorne, to tell you the truth. I don't know, what do these stories say? She's the chick who, she got hacked, supposedly, and then she released every nude photo of herself to get ahead of it. Like, screw you, you're not going to blackmail me.
I don't even know if she got hacked. I think she just released them.
She just wanted to be famous.
Yeah.
She is hot. You know, she's a hot chick. I don't know anything she's ever been in other than, you know, photos that she's hot in.
She was on Disney Channel.
Oh,
she is?
Yeah, she's one of those.
Okay. Well, all I know is whoever's working as her PR person has got, they're working overtime. They're pushing stories out that aren't even stories.
What are the, what it, like, she had a coffee or, you know, what is the story?
Here she is at some store, or here she is wearing a pair of cutoffs and clunky shoes. It's the look of the summer. And I just go, what did this girl do to get so much run?
Well,
she
was alive.
Scott Disick, right?
Oh, did she do? Oh, that's right. She did date him for a
minute.
Remember
that one video in front of the fireplace that we all loved?
Oh, yeah.
That's her?
She looked hot in that. Yeah, that's her.
Yeah, that was the one.
Oh.
That's Bella Thorne. Yeah, she's famous for being hot, really, it seems like. You know, you're right. It's the publicist, because right now there are no stories that aren't about coronavirus. And if they aren't about coronavirus, they're related to some story about, like, there's always some damn tie-in. But you know who's not related? Bella Thorne. Let's have a look at that rig.
Right. I guess that's it. All right. Well, anyway, so that,
because I can't think of one reason why she would constantly be showing up. Google must be like, oh, my God, we're so out of news. We really need to. Oh, thank God. Bella Thorne's publicist sent us something. Clunky
all
shoes.
I can think
look
of
at the summer.
Maybe I looked her up at one point when we were doing stories.
You must have. And now it's flagged.
And now I'm stuck with her. But she's a trip, because I see her in that feed every day, even though I keep saying no, less of these. Stop it. So anyway, go on. Rising stars of the quarantine?
No. That's it.
Those
three are the ones that this, you know, Kanava is making underpants, panties for. And look, let's face it. If you look at their site, you get to see ladies in underpants. I mean, isn't that what we're all looking for these days? That's got nothing to do with coronavirus. Oh, wait, it does. There's a star of the coronavirus pandemic.
Right.
My bad. Las Vegas is so sad. They so want you. Please come. They're going to be in trouble for a while now. They're one of the hardest hit places.
Well, yeah.
in their airport, they have set up vending machines that have all kinds of different PPE stuff, you know, your personal protection
masks,
equipment.
Sure.
And if you are running out, just make a stop in the just go to the airport there. I mean, I'm sure probably every casino has all kinds of crap that you can get to feel safe. And please, please, please leave us your money. But if you were in Las Vegas and leaving, you could stop and get this stuff. And certainly, you know, might be worth flying. If you can't find masks, maybe you just fly to Las Vegas real quick. Gamble in the airport for a minute. And get the hell out of there. On Thursday, they announced on Twitter that they'd installed new vending machines loaded with various personal protective stuff. They think they're the first in the nation to have these vending machines. They're white. They look like a snack machine, but with, let's see, six rows of PPE. Top of the machine reads, clean and safe travels. And it looks like, here's some of the things. Hand sanitizer options, alcohol wipes.
Oh, that's good.
Yep, 4-pack of disposable gloves and a selection of masks. Hand sanitizers are like up to $6.50, so they're, you know, it's not complete gouging. I guess it is.
I don't even know how they have hand sanitizer. That stuff's hard to find. And those wipes?
You know,
can't get those at all.
I was looking at some life hack the other day, and they're saying if you have an agave plant, that you know, you can just cut one of the leaves off it, squeeze out the juices, add some alcohol, shake it up. That's hand sanitizer.
Now that also sounds like a margarita.
No, not the sugary agave. It's the goo. It's like the aloe. It's that goopy stuff that's inside the leaf.
All right.
Because you're right, that does sound... Actually, it sounds delicious. I mean, when I say alcohol, I mean rubbing alcohol.
Gotcha, okay.
Not something delicious. but a lot of places are doing that. You know, I follow a lot of, like, people who are fans of succulents, which I love. And this lady was like, look, do this. And she pours in the alcohol, shakes it up. Here you go. There's your hand sanitizer. So the hand sanitizer costs like $6.50. A 10-pack of wipes is $5.25. A 4-pack of gloves is $4.50. A cloth reusable mask in adult and child sizes, $15. And the N95 disposable mask, $8. They're saying it's stocked now. They could be rotating stock based on what's available, but they've got vending machines, which probably... Oh, look at that.
The sanitizer looks like... kind of
a good
amount
size
there.
Yeah, uh-huh. That'll get you through a flight. You know what, Las Vegas, you have probably set the new bar. I bet you that in the years to come, these are going to be normal. Like, we're all going to be carrying change so we can use these. Or actually, I guess our phones will probably activate it. All right, and that's it. I'm actually on time. Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
It looks like everyone's given up on the beach bod. I'll tell you the story
after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.